Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, kind of part of the solution, actually. You know? I mean, seriously, I love it when you guys get involved in both parts of the conversation. I love it when you guys decide to reach out and ask me questions. Whether we're on the same page or not, as long as it's done respectfully, I have no problem with it. And those who know me well know I don't have a problem with it. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, you know, get engaged, get involved, get informed, mostly. Got a lot we're going to talk about in the last hour of the show. Because there's so much going on out there that nobody really seems to be paying attention to. Little stuff that nobody's paying attention to. We've heard whispers of it, but not anything hard. You know, Attorney General Barr last week said, you know, there's a real issue going on with some of these states that won't allow churches to open, but allow other facilities to open. It's going to be a problem. And he's not going to let them get away with it. He's actually putting a task force together to look into it. And I'm glad he's not going to let them get away. About time. I am tired of being the brunt of all the garbage where the religious people are called nuts and freaks and all this other stuff. And yet, you know, some of you others that don't believe in any God or higher being, you just go about your day, you've got some of the most whacked thoughts and ideas and things you live by. And yet we're the whacked people. Oh, yeah, and you're so full of love. Kentucky worshipers were met with nails in the road as they went to a drive-through event. Or a drive-in event, if you would. Right? You know, you look at what's going on at these places. They're going into the parking lot at the church. Now you're saying, well, why can't they just do that in a living room? They don't want to. You know, I got to tell you something. Not that sometimes we're so stupid as a society, we have to be somewhat controlled. You heard me say it the first hour. I'm starting to believe this, but we have such an ignorant electorate. We have such a large, what was it? I recently read that 70% of Americans don't know that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Hello? Really? You know, you've heard me play clips over the years of people not knowing when the Civil War was, not knowing when the Revolutionary War, who we claimed our independence from. This is serious. And what's going on today proves that the ignorance that we have in this country is what's causing us the problems we have today. Really? Kentucky Church defied the... Now remember, this story's coming from the New York Post. So if they get a little nasty, whatever. But the Kentucky Church defied the coronavirus lockdown orders to hold a packed Easter Sunday service, despite a heavy police presence and even nails blocking the parking lot. Almost had a little boss to go down there. Maryville Baptist Church appeared to have an earful house for Sunday service, despite the orders to avoid in-person services. Now, yes, this one's about in-person services. However, there were many drive-in or drive-through services, if you would, that governors were pushing back on, police were pushing back on. They were actually issuing tickets for it. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And again, so the worshippers arrived even after the police warned that they would record their car plates and force them into a 14-day quarantine. What else are you going to do to us, right? Many, including the defiant pastor, Reverend Jack Roberts, arrived with their plates covered, with the officers instead recording their VIN numbers. Even more desperate measures appeared to have been taken. I mean, because, right, this is the most important thing these police had to do that day. Even more desperate measures appeared to have been taken to keep the faithful away, with piles of nails blocking each entrance. It was not clear who had left the nails, or which were eventually cleared by the church volunteers. Kentucky State Police troopers, though, then left large signs on every car in the church lot that said, hey, you're creating an emergency. Okay, really? Who's hurting who? They noted that everyone in the car owner's household would be forced to quarantine for 14 days for defying the warning, an order several worshippers told the local newspaper that they plan to ignore. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear previously insisted that the state was not going to padlock doors or arrest pastors, but just wanted to protect the wider community. Went on to say, to our knowledge, almost 100% of all churches and synagogues and all mosques in Kentucky have chosen to do the right thing. Now, Maryville appeared to be the only church to defy the ruling against its per. But I mean, where's these loving people, right, that put nails in the driveway? What the heck was that all about? From a senior host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll pick up the call after the break. I always appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, actually being part of the solution. That's what you need to be. I'm tired of people just complaining. What are you willing to do to fix it is the question. Okay? Kerry Lutz joins me. He is, the founder of Financial Survival Network. We're going to talk about the survival of this country, the survival of the economy after all this. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I bring my guest on, we've got Wayman out of Washington. Wayman, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your call. You there?
Can you hear me okay?
I can now, sir.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. You may want to shut the radio off in the background. That might help.
Okay. I think I'm okay. I'm in Moses Lake, looking west across Moses Lake proper, the lake, into the setting sun. It's a beautiful, beautiful view. And I got to share with your listeners something that I just discovered. Being 71 years old, I'm a little behind the power curve on social media and all these things. But when you say, call 855-REAL-JOE, right? So, and then you
yes.
get the number. And when a person's driving, it's hard to, you know, either write down or key in the number. I discovered just now that I can say, you know, hold the home button and say, please call 855-REAL-JOE. And that's how I got to you. I'm not kidding.
That's enlightening. You know, the other thing is if you pulled out... That's great. I didn't know that. And you could also pull down the app.
I just...
If you have the application on your smartphone, you can also call right from that. So.
Right. Well, and I didn't. I mean, I know I could probably get that, but I'm shooting from the hip, and I thought, let's see how smart this smartphone is. And bingo, I got through to you.
Well, perfect. All right. So talk to me. What you know there's a conspiracy going on. What is it?
Well, okay. So I don't know what the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, calls it, or the country of China, but I know that during Easter there are pilgrimages for Christians to travel to the Holy Land. Isn't that correct?
There are pilgrimages to go to the Holy Land, but I don't know how many of them are coming out of China, frankly.
Well, no, that's not my point. I'm trying to, you know, set the stage. So something happened in China. This is part of this conspiracy theory where there was going to be mass travel of Chinese to do whatever they were for their religious holiday or whatever it was they were celebrating. So, now you got to take this in section. You got Beijing, who's not reporting many. Of course, what do you believe that's coming out of China? But they're not reporting much in the way of illnesses or death or infections or anything like that. Remember that, and I'm just parroting what I've heard, that Beijing is the centerpiece for the CCP,
right.
Their military, all of their leadership, right?
Right.
No infection. Okay,
right.
So now they
no lockdown, no infection. You're right. Yeah. They're in Shanghai.
Right. And so then, and I, again, I'm just parroting what I've heard. So they send out their pigeons. What are pigeons? They are the infectious bird that's going to spread the disease. And remember, the CCP does not care about life. They care about survival of the leadership. And so they send them out. And remember also that the CCP, any communist party, does not value people who cannot contribute to the movement, which are the elderly, or the infirm, or the people that are going to suck the medical attention out of the, you know, you get the picture, I'm sure.
Yeah, I get the picture.
Let's go ahead and spread. Right.
Well,
so if you hear all this, and I'm going to just listen to what you know.
Okay. Appreciate the call, Ruben. You know, he is... I'm listening to this. I've been watching it for weeks. If you believe that out of China there's only been like 3,200 deaths, then I've got some land I want to sell you sight unseen, if you know what I'm saying. Because they're not going to tell us the truth. Doctors are disappearing. They're not allowing any more investigation into the virus. And I do believe in some way, shape, manner, or form, it came out of China. They knew what was happening with it. They knew what was going on with it. And they've been lying to us, hoping that they would come out on top. But you know what? This other guy knows a little bit more than I do. And I will talk about more of this in the third hour. Kerry Lutz joins me, a Financial Survival Network. And he knows more about the economy and what's going on, this crazy stuff, than I do. Kerry, thanks for being with me.
Hey, always a pleasure, Joe, and I guess we should go to China and get some of that vaccine that they've been giving all the people in China and Shanghai, and then we'll be safe, right?
Well, you know, I got to tell you something. For the last couple of weeks, people have sent me articles, and I'm checking them out, and it is very true to say, though, that Beijing and Shanghai are virus-free, if you would. They never locked those cities down. We know who resides there. We know who, it's the major part of the Communist Party is there and what have you. What does that tell you?
Well, I mean, I don't believe that there's no, maybe they didn't lock them down, but supposedly there's 21 million less cell phone subscribers in China now than there was before the virus.
Yeah.
Who the heck knows?
Well, wait a minute. That's just because now the phones weren't working right, or there were very old people that now have died, and, you know, that kind of stuff. You should know better than that now.
Who knows? Closed society, even though it's open, but nobody's been going there. My friend flew a plane to Hong Kong the other day. No passengers on it. £1 million worth of cargo. So what the heck's going on? I don't know. But,
well, we sent them a bunch of medical supplies and everything else. You know, they were all over President Trump over it. And, you know, I wonder what they're sending us back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they'll probably be selling them to Europe, you know. They're probably taking the supplies we sent and selling them to Europe.
Yes. I mean, no, they're gonna replicate them and sell them to Europe. So, hey, but let's get to the economy, because I'm not the economy expert here. Yeah. You know, you're much more there than I am.
Yeah.
And I look at this and I say to myself, you know, they'll say that we'll never come back. We can never get back to where it was. Like, we've never had this happen before from a percentage standpoint. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Well, you know, like, basically, they just shut down the global economy. It's not just the U.S. It's all of Europe. And now China is back in business, but there's no markets left to buy their stuff because nobody's buying anything now.
Right.
You know, and maybe except Amazon, I don't know. But and maybe Walmart's buying some stuff there, but there's no demand. And so basically, the economy's been shut down. And the damage that will come from the economy being shut down is far worse than any damage that would have happened or did happen from the actual virus itself. Yes, people died from it. We don't really know how many because they've been fudging the death certificates.
Jerry, let's hit this on the other side of the break. We got to go for a quick break because we believe in capitalism. Be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
But they issued a statement saying that Joe Biden agrees that President Trump was right to close it down to China. Now, he did that. Now, he issued it on Friday night.
President Trump telling reporters at the daily White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing that even Joe Biden reversed course and said he did the right thing by stopping flights to China because of the coronavirus. At the briefing, the president fighting mainstream media criticism of his administration's response, and he plays a video clip with bipartisan praise of the Herculean effort to stop the spread of the virus. In this clip, California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom.
He returns calls. He reaches out. He's been proactive. We got that mercy ship that was directly because he sent it down here. 2,000 medical units came to the state of California, these FMS, these field medical stations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation and be part of the conversation, because then you become part of the solution. You know, don't just spew the party line, because I'll just hang up on you anyway. But I do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with us. Anyway, let's just bring it back. Kerry Lutz joins me of Financial Survival Network, and you know, again, he deals with a lot of experts on the economy, on precious metals and such. And Kerry, first of all, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Hey, I'm always available for you, Joe. And
thank
if I can
you.
Help anybody see through the fog of war here, then I've done my job.
God.
Remember, I've been talking about gold. I've been into gold since 1999. But I said after 2011, when the price of gold crashed and silver, I said the solution to the 08-09 financial crisis, it's not a solution, that the next crash is going to be far worse than the last. I've been saying this for 9 years, and you can listen to my podcast. It's there. And sure enough, I never knew that we were going to have COVID-19 and the global economy was going to shut down. But if it wasn't that, it was going to be something else, because we've been living in a sea of debt and a total illusion about the real economy for decades now. And this was inevitable, and it gives all the politicians an out, because they don't have to say, well, we ran up the debt, it's our fault. It's like everything would be perfect if there was no coronavirus. We would have just continued on, and now they're blowing a bigger bubble, and it's going to be catastrophic, because, look, you know, $2 trillion here, $1 trillion there, we're up to like $6 trillion. Without even thinking about it, the Fed basically is bailing out every bondholder in the country and every company's bonds, they're buying them.
Wow.
And basically, they're just going to print up money to do this. We're going to have a debt jubilee. At some point, all debts are going to have to be forgiven, because they're not going to be able to be paid. And I don't know when that's going to happen. You know, what's interesting is, though, I think the economy is going to bounce back here faster than anyone believes, because this whole virus scare, and that's what it is. I mean, yes, people have died from it. I'm not minimizing it. But the whole virus scare is going to be over in a matter of weeks, probably 2 to 3 weeks. I know you know Gerard Lomero. He's a PhD in math, and he calculated the end time with 80%. He said 80% sure that it would end somewhere between April 15th and May 15th. And it looks like he's going to be right. There's only one published statistic map that matters at all. It's in the New York, it's on the New York Times site. Go figure that. They must be guilty of journalism here, right? We know the Times. And what it shows, it's a color-coded map. And the hot spots, it's a map of the United States. The hot spots are bright orange. And then as the lesser infection, so it's, the title is Places Where Cases Are Growing Fastest. And a week and a half ago, like, there are these huge orange, bright orange blotches on it all over the place. Even California, which didn't really get hit as bad as anyone expected, and nobody can explain why, even there it was doubling in every 5 to 7 days. Now, in most places in the country, the rate of doubling is slowing. Even in Florida here where I am, where it was bad for like a week, the rate of doubling is to 10 days now. I suspect, and this map is always a day behind. Mind you, the Times, when they want to show you the latest deaths, the latest people who've tested positive, they're up to the minute. But the one that's the most important, which is how fast is this thing spreading, that they just can't seem to update timely. I wonder why. Right?
But, Gary, you said a little while ago, you were right on with this. First of all, you know, if you're on your way to the hospital to be checked to see if you have the COVID virus, and you get hit by a bus and die, then the cause of death is COVID virus, right? I mean, this is getting out of hand. This is getting crazy. Also, I'd even go one step further, and I'd say to you, you know, the headline all weekend long, and I was talking about this in the first hour, but the headline all weekend long was, you know, America or the U.S. surpasses Italy in deaths. And I'm going, come on, that is such a false, and I mean a false narrative that you're painting. You're talking about a country with 60 million people as opposed to our country with 360 million people.
Yeah.
But people are buying this, man. It's ignorance. We are not teaching people properly. When you have 70% of the people in this country that don't know, don't understand that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, you got a problem, don't you?
Yeah, well, they don't even know who the vice president is or who the secretary of state is, the secretary of defense, although I have to admit, under the Trump administration, it's even tough for us people who keep track of such things to know. But be that as it may, you know, the fact is the rate of increase, we've gone over the peak, and now they can't hide it. And in another week, they're definitely not going to be able to hide it. And in 10 days, forget it. It's all over. The game is over.
Right.
What's going to happen? What I'm anticipating is, we'll do a limited opening. And then once some businesses open, they're all going to open because nobody's going to sit around. They're going to say, screw you. And this is it.
A limited opening. Okay.
Yeah, that's not going to work. I mean, look, it's inherently unfair that Walmart and Target and stores like that are allowed to be open and Best Buy can't. So I can't go to Best Buy to buy a flat screen. But I can go to the vital store, Walmart, and pick up a flat screen there and pick up a computer.
Well, now listen, maybe a flat screen will keep somebody from getting out of hand and wanting to hurt somebody. And you know what I'm saying? It'll calm their nerves, right? And on the way home from buying the flat screen, you can stop at the liquor store, pick yourself up a fifth of vodka, and then hit the dope store and pick up, you know, a nickel bag if they still have that kind of thing. I don't know, but
yeah, I don't think so. think it's a lot more than a nickel, but your point's well taken, and those are vital stores. They're essential. And God forbid you can't get your alcohol. But now, though, you can do takeout from a bar, which you were never able to do. So we are moving forward here. We're innovating, and we're making a better world.
I don't know where to go with that.
Well, anyway, back to the economy.
Oh, God.
Look, picture this. You're a family of five, all right? Mother, father, actually something that's a rarity in the United States these days, an actual nuclear family that hasn't split its atoms yet.
Right.
And you've been trapped with your wife, your kids, for a month and a half. What's the first thing you're going to do when they unlock the chains? What do you think?
Oh, you're going to run out and spend as much money as humanly possible and not come home for a week.
Well, I'm going down to Miami. I'm with my son, luckily, and the house is big enough, so he's got one end of it. I have the other. I'm going to Miami. I'm getting the most expensive steak and stone crabs that I can find. And then, you know, if I'm that family, I'm going to Disney World. I'm going someplace. I am getting the hell out of here. So my friend Nick Santiago, who's a master trader, he is the most brilliant trader that I have ever met in my life, and I've met a lot of them, sees the emergence in the charts of airlines and hotels, particularly. I'm not pushing them. I don't own anything or any interest but Hyatt, Hilton, and Marriott. He sees the beginning of a chart pattern that could lift those stocks way, way higher. So we're going to have, and we've got all this money, free money floating around. I know you haven't gotten yours yet. I haven't gotten mine, but it's on the way.
Well, we're registered wrong. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get your stimulus checks, and you know, you're going to get some money. And hey, I tell everybody, and I've had a webinar on this, Joe. Mm-hmm. Whether you need the money or not, you have to take it. And the reason why is because things are so screwed up, you don't know if you're going to need it. So you know what? If you don't need it and you feel moral about it, pay it back then. But take it now.
Right.
You really have to take it now.
No, you're making a case. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Carrie Lutz is going nowhere. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Back. To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. Right? I mean, it's really that simple. I want you to be part of the solution. So I got Kerry Lutz joined me. He's with Survive Fight. The founder of Financial Survival Network, and I mean, seriously, if you want to learn more about him, learn more about his organization, and pick up his great podcast, they can go where?
FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com. And I have a funny story to tell you. I was thinking, like, 2-3 months ago, you know, it's like it's 10 years, it's 12 years since the financial collapse of 08-09. I feel like my name is not relevant anymore. I'm going to rebrand. And I was starting to think about names and all that. And then this thing struck. And I said, you know what? I'm relevant again. Definitely relevant.
Oh, it is crazy. Yeah, it's just crazy out there. I mean, I went to Home Depot the other day, and they were limiting to how many people go in the store. They got you 6 feet apart, and the line was down around the corner. I said, you know, I'm not doing this. I'm sorry. You know what? I just can't buy this. I'm just having a. You don't even know what a hard time I'm having. I always say the same thing. I don't have a college degree, but this isn't hard to figure out. When you look at the numbers, if you took these numbers to your science teacher, he would look at you and say, "You did something wrong. Go back and do it again." There's nothing here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, especially in California, so there's no excuse. Maybe you can justify closing down urban areas, but we could debate that another time. But there is absolutely no reason for, I don't know how many counties California has in it, but the vast majority, there's very few cases and almost no deaths from this virus. So to shut down those counties for absolutely no reason whatsoever, what is going to happen if there's one up in Northern California in the future state of Jefferson, and I'm going to go from L.A. up there to go buy toilet paper or whatever? I don't think you're going to do that, are you?
No. This stuff is getting totally out of hand, and they're playing on the fear of people. And you look at how easily we folded without asking all the right questions, without doing all the right things. I mean, seriously, I thought... I don't know. It's ignorance at its finest, don't you think?
Yeah, well, ignorance, you know, ignorance is a very abundant commodity in the modern world nowadays. And really, you just have to use your critical analytical skills. 20,000 people, probably half at least of them would have died and are fudged on behalf of the government. So it's 10,000. I mean, yes, we don't want to see that many people go, but we know what a flu season is like. And once they actually get all the data in, my guess is it's going to be 2 to 3 times more fatal than influenza. And then you've got governors intervening, and the only treatments that work, they've said you can't get from pharmacy, you've got to get it from a hospital. So other people have died as a result of this. And, yeah, it's criminal. It really is.
You talked about it in the first segment, I think it was. I just got, somebody sent me an email because you were talking about it. It said, the number of mortgage loans in forbearance jumps, you know?
Yes.
And you're looking at this going, so what's your prediction? And so what you think is going to happen with this? Are they going to be foreclosing houses like crazy? Or is the government going to step in and go, uh-uh, you're not doing it?
Yeah, well, understand with the forbearance, you've got an automatic right to 180-day forbearance. You only have to self-certify, and that's for 1 to 4 units. Over 5 units, different story. You only have to self-certify that you've been directly or indirectly affected by the coronavirus. And then after the 180 days, you can get another 180-day forbearance. And under FHA rules and probably Fannie and Freddie, that amount, the missed payments, are going to have to be added to the end of the term. So if you miss 12 payments, then you owe 12 more payments when you go to sell it or refinance it or whatever. You're not going to get your credit rating messed up as a result of it. So they might have just figured something out that will actually head off a large portion. On the other hand, there are people who absolutely have to sell their houses. There is no housing market right now. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, they're going to sell it too.
exactly. Some people have to buy and some people have to sell. But I think there's more that have to sell than have to buy, because you could always rent a place if you need a place, but you can't always, you know, what are you going to do with a house when you have to sell it? So those will go into foreclosures are going to go up. There's no question about that.
Right.
But everybody in the government, that's why the debt jubilee is the only thing that can happen, because you're either going to go bankrupt. Well, we can't handle 50 million bankruptcies in this country in 18 months. just cannot be done. The legal system cannot tolerate it. Just like the unemployment system collapsed, the bankruptcy system will collapse. So you can't do it that way. So there has to be a legislated forgiveness of the debt. And unfortunately, everybody's debt is somebody else's asset, particularly the banks. So the banks will have to be recapitalized and bailed out. Where it ends, I don't know. But I do know that we've been on an unsustainable path, and this just brought it all to a head. And it's like the entire world. It's not just, it's Canada, it's Europe, it's China. You know, Russia has no debt, but they got no business there.
They got oil.
Like I said,
what are you talking about? They got oil.
Yeah, they got oil selling at $23 a barrel.
Wow.
And cost more than that to take it out of the ground. That's a big problem. And, all these things, they all add up. And, basically the entire collapse, global collapse of the oil industry,
What's that going to do to the Saudis, right?
In Florida, it was $1.49 for regular.
Oh.
I mean, I haven't seen that since I was in high school, you know?
We are just under $4.
Oh, well, it's really working well in California.
And they tout what a great... We're the fifth largest economy on the planet. It's okay.
Yeah.
We also have, the first highest debt ratio on the planet. How does that work?
Hey, anybody out there who's got any extra money, if you can find silver, buy silver. Gold is already too expensive. It just crossed $1,700 the ounce today.
Did it really?
Exactly what I knew was going to happen.
Wow.
Yeah, $1,700. It actually hit higher than that, like $1,740, I think, intraday, and pulled back to around $1,715 or so. And, that's the highest gold has been in 7.5 years. And that should be telling you something, the gold market. But silver is still depressed. They're giving it away at $15.50. You probably have to pay $2 an ounce premium on it. I mean, we have our friend who's in that business, the bullion dealer.
Right.
And I'm sure his business is better, but people haven't figured it out yet. But you need to have some precious metals, not for end-of-the-world Mad Max scenarios, just to try to keep something of value, because these digital dollars, they're going off the digital printing press, at a rapid rate, a record rate, and how long are they going to keep their value? How long is the world going to keep accepting dollars?
Yep.
At this rate, we'll wind up like what the Italian lira was like.
Toilet paper. Anyway.
Yeah, basically.
Well, this is why a friend of mine used to always say the same thing. He felt you should have money in four different places. He always felt you should have money in real estate, cash at home, precious metals, and stocks and bonds. Because that way there, you kind of hedged your bet, if you would, and it made sense to me, but I don't have piles of money sitting in the backyard I don't know what to do with. But this is a perfect example of that, isn't it?
Yeah, we should all have that problem. Well, the fact is, I think the stock market is actually going to go way higher now.
Yep.
I think it's retraced over 50% of its loss.
Right.
Now it pulled back today. It's going to go sideways. My friend Nick Santiago says years that end with a zero are always panic years. And you kind of go back 2000, 2010, 1990, well, not so much, but right. Certainly.
You are running out of your times. Running out of time here. Tell people where they can get a hold of you, where they can check your stuff out.
Absolutely, and thank you again for having me on. I love coming on your show. The name of this site is financialsurvivalnetwork.com. All 7,000 of my podcasts are there. You can listen to it find out that I predicted Trump was going to win in 2015, predicted that Biden will not be the candidate 8 months ago.
Run a network. You're going to run up against it, my friend. Go check Kerry out. Trump is your host, just in the real side. Next hour, it's all me, and I'm just going to rant for 60 minutes solid. We'll be back in a few minutes.